Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
The Bird Show.
When you need the right words and don't want to screw it up, let the Bird Show be your texting tutor, and we'll screw it up for you.
Cynthia here needs our help texting. We call this texting tutor when you find yourself in a situation that's a little on the tense side and you want to send some texts out, but you want to use the exact right words and you're not sure you will. You come to us and we help you text. And in Cynthia's case here, she wants some support to text the woman who claims to be her long-lost sister. Claims to be. Hey, Cynthia, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Okay.
Seems like you've got a lot on your plate.
Yep. Tell us what's going on with the woman that claims to be your long-lost sister.
So I got this random text yesterday from some woman named Christine who says she's my long-lost sister from my dad, obviously, and she wanted to connect and everything, and it's kind of just... It's kind of blown my mind, but it's always kind of also been a rumor around the family that my dad did have another child, but it was, you know, like the secret that nobody talked about. But then this happens and it's kind of like, okay, well, I guess this is real then.
So what's the history? Like, what's the rumor that's been circulating around the family as to like the long lost child your dad had?
So essentially, it was before he met my mom and everything, so like not a cheating thing or anything like that. But when he was a teenager, him and his girlfriend got pregnant, and they didn't want to get rid of it or anything like that. So they agreed to part ways, and she raised the baby on her own, and that was that.
What did the text say? Was it just one line, one text, or was there a follow-up, or were you just even too freaked out to respond to it?
I haven't responded at all, but I'll read it to y'all.
Okay.
It says, "Hi, Cynthia. My name is Christine. You don't know me, and I'm not even sure you know about me. This text will likely come out of nowhere, and here is no easy way to say this, so I just will. We are half-sisters. Your dad is my biological father. I don't know how you will feel about all of this, but I thought you may want to know about me."
Whoa.
To the point.
I have to know, have you talked to your dad or your mom about this?
Yes, I went over there after and, you know, I sat them down, talked to them, showed them the text, and they confirmed that it's real and that he did have a child and everything. And he also told me that he has spoken to her recently on Facebook, but hasn't really gathered the nerve, I guess, to talk on the phone or meet up or anything like that.
Did he encourage you to actually go through with it, or how did he feel about you reaching back out?
I mean, they said the ball's in my court if I wanted to reach out or not. Like, they weren't going to force me or anything like that, but they wouldn't be mad or anything if I did.
So what are we here for? What is it exactly you're looking for from us?
I have no idea what to say. Like, someone reaches out to you and says, "Hey, I'm your half-sister. You want to be friends?" I don't know what to do or say that I'm kind of lost.
Okay, so what is your intent here? Do you want to pursue a relationship? Because it'd be very easy to turn her off. And we could come up with a whole bunch of texts. Like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. Can I borrow $10,000? But is this a relationship that you want to pursue?
I'm very curious to know about her and who she is and stuff. And I especially don't want to burn a bridge in case my dad wants to have a relationship with her. It's just, I'm very apprehensive because it's like, why are you reaching out now? Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's gotten to a stage where she feels emotionally ready to explore the other half of her family. Like as a kid, like I don't think you really have any concept of what it means for you to have like other people related to you into the world. And then you get older and you kind of have this curiosity about where you came from. So maybe it's just the right time.
Or maybe Cynthia, she literally just found this information out. Maybe she didn't know that she had a dad out there.
These are all good questions that we should text.
Hey, why you hit me up, girl?
That's what brings us here.
I was going to say.
I mean, you're definitely right. Like, I'm an only child. So this is also like, I've never had a sibling. I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah. Abby wouldn't endorse it. She does not endorse a sibling at all.
Yeah, no, it's not great.
I think regardless, everything you just said is pretty much what I would put into text form about you being apprehensive. You don't want to burn bridges with dad. Like, I think from the get-go, if you want some semblance of a relationship with this person, regardless, or maybe you don't. But I think honesty is the best way to approach this.
Yeah, and I'm pretty naive about things like this. But based on the text that she sent you, it sounds very kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm wondering where the apprehension is coming from. Like, what are the cons to reaching out and maybe having a relationship with her?
I guess it's more of just, like, the unknown. Because maybe I've seen too many movies of bad things happening and stuff. But, you know, she seems really nice, but I still don't know this person. I don't know. It's weird,
yeah,
I guess. Something I never thought I would have to cross.
Yeah.
I mean,
you don't wake up thinking you're going to get a text like this. That's for sure. All right, Cynthia, give us a couple of minutes here. In all the years that we've done Texting Tutor, this is a first. We have never had this before. So give us a couple of minutes, and when we come back, we will start texting the woman that claims to be your long-lost sister and see where it goes, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, Burt Show Texting Tutor coming up.
The Burt Show.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, so a couple of minutes ago, Cynthia hit us up and she wants our help with Texting Tutor. She got a text from a woman that claims to be her long-lost sister. When she got this text, she goes to dad, she goes to mom, was like, look at this crazy text. And dad goes, oh, no, that's right.
Yeah, that happened.
No, yeah, that's accurate. Mm-hmm. So Cynthia here now wants our help texting this woman and just starting a dialogue. She wants a relationship. She doesn't want to burn any bridges with her dad or anything like that. Doesn't want to scare her off. If she wants to have a relationship with Cynthia's dad also.
All right, so Cynthia, please reread the text that Christine sent to you out of the blue.
Hi, Cynthia. My name's Christine. You don't know me, and I'm not even sure you know about me. This text will likely come out of nowhere, and there is no easy way to say this, so I just will. We are half sisters. Your dad is my biological father. I don't know how you will feel about all of this, but I thought you may want to know about me.
How old are you, Cynthia?
I'm 29.
So then I would text back, hey, sis, you owe me 29 birthday presents. And just open with some humor if you wanted to. That's a fun way of doing it. Or you could just go in super serious.
I
don't think you have to be serious or laugh it off. I think you can just kind of go in with
unsubscribe.
Stop, all caps.
It is such a serious thing that I do think something light like that really sets the tone for the rest of the texting, which means like, hey, I'm open to this and I'm lighthearted.
I get that, but you kind of have to know each other's senses of humor a little bit. Mm-hmm. Granted, they share half their DNA, so they may have similar senses of humor. But putting myself in Christine's shoes, to put yourself out there like that, to reach out to somebody who's your long-lost sister, if they responded back with that, I would feel dismissed. And it wouldn't hit right for me.
How about you guys?
If that's the response I got back.
For me, I think we can be lighthearted without having to make a joke. Maybe just saying something like, wow, that's quite the text to get on a Wednesday or a Tuesday. And then we lead into what we actually want to say, which is, you know, maybe would love to hop on a call and chat with you about the last 30 years or whatever.
Completely agree with Abby. I think it should be light, but not a joke. And then we kind of, because she was more serious. So I think it can be light, but it should be more in tune to what she was originally saying.
I'd say something like, does that mean we could start sharing clothes?
But again, I know your sense of humor. Yeah. So that would land.
Right. I do tend to address awkward situations with humor. So it wouldn't be the worst thing.
Okay. So when did you get the text?
Yesterday.
Okay. Just say, wow, that's quite the text to get on a random Tuesday, .. I'd love to get to know you more over text, if that's okay with you.
I would say I'd like.
We should.
All right.
Just throwing this out there. You can feel free to poo-poo it. Since you have taken a solid 24 hours to respond, if I was Christine, I'd probably be, after I sent a text like that, I would have been sitting on pins and needles waiting for a response. And you are, don't get me wrong, you're well within your right to like digest this. Maybe think of it like, thanks for your patience. Mm-hmm. I checked with my dad and he confirmed who you are. And then go into like...
That's good.
And then add, P.S. I'm broke, so don't ask me for money.
Gotcha. So thanks for your patience. I talked with dad who confirmed everything.
Yeah. She's actually a scammer. This is a huge get for her.
Thanks for your patience with my response.
Okay.
I wanted to confirm this with dad and he did.
Well, if she's a scammer, mom and dad are in on it too. This is a great story.
That is an impressive scam right there.
Screw over our daughter. We've been waiting 29 years for this. You owe us 30 grand.
So it says, thanks for your patience with my response. I talked to the dad who confirmed everything. Leave it at that.
I would put that, and then I put the one at the end about, I would love to, or I'd like to get to know you better.
Over text, if that's okay with you. Because that way it is right. That's good. Because you're establishing boundaries and what you can expect up front.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's it.
Send.
Must be so strange, you know? Like you wake up in the morning to find out that you have a sibling that you didn't know about for 29 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of insane.
That will rock you, right? I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked. My dad was a dog. I would not be surprised
not
at all.
A little bit.
Mm-mm.
I would definitely be shocked.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm surprised it hadn't happened already. If I got one, I'd be like, what took you so long? Yeah.
My uncle got that news a couple of years ago. He had a 35-year-old daughter. And we were shocked because he's like a deacon in the church. And we were like, whoa.
Oh, there's a story. Yeah, there's a story.
But he was like wild back in the day.
Lordy, lordy.
Mm-hmm.
It's also weird because it's blood, but a stranger. You know, there's like almost we got this instant bond through blood. I don't know you.
It's a complete stranger. Mm-hmm.
What if when they link up, they have the exact same mannerisms? She goes to scratch her right eye. The other lady scratches her right eye. Wear the same thing. Had no idea.
I'm sure that's how it would be for like long lost twins.
Yeah.
Well, they've read it. Just waiting now.
And now we wait for 24 hours for her response.
I was about to say, this might be the shortest texting tutor of all time. Like, what is she going to say? No, I don't want to get to know you over text.
Just kidding.
JK. Bye.
Yeah, at this point, you can't back down. You can't back out.
Uh-huh.
It must have taken her a serious amount of time, though, to say, is this somebody that I want to contact? So she's been mulling this over also.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not going to back out now.
Okay, she responded.
Okay.
Says, yes, I know it's so much to digest. I was hoping you would want to get to know each other. I want you to know that while you may have just found out about me, I've known about you for a very long time.
Ooh, that's ominous.
I will take what I can get, but I would really like to meet with you.
Oh, wow. Huh.
In fact, I live next door.
Oh, stop it. In fact, I'm outside.
Okay, well, Cynthia, let's let this digest. How does that make you feel? Do you want to take it slow? Or do you just want to rip that Band-Aid and meet up with her this weekend?
Well, I kind of want to meet up because I don't understand how she knew about me if my dad wasn't talking. Mm-hmm.
There's only one place you got to go here, and it makes total sense. That's Olive Garden.
Everybody, really? When you're there, you're family.
Yeah, really. I'm trying not to laugh at that.
Come on. Seems so obvious.
We are not making light of your situation, Cynthia. We are just trying to inject a little bit of humor.
I say that's what you write, or let's go to Olive Garden.
Gotta see how you house those brain sticks.
But no, seriously, Cynthia, does that freak you out? Would you rather still take this slow and just keep on texting, or are you game to meet in person?
She said she wanted to meet her.
Game. Yeah.
I mean, now I do because I've got more questions. Wow. I still want to text. So, I mean, I want to know about me. Like, I'm very confused.
Look, you know what? Why don't you hard sell her on this? Say, does this weekend work for you? Mm-hmm. If you're, you know, if you want to do it this weekend. I mean, but I think this is one of those things that the longer you wait, the longer, the more stress, the more anxiety. I'd want to get it done.
Yeah.
As soon as possible.
You know? Does tonight work for you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my way over now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm not against it now. This weekend would work.
Okay. Then hit her up.
Huh? See you at Olive Garden at 6.
Do we even know if she lives in the same town and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah,
well, if she's known about her for a while, then she must know that they're in the same vicinity. Otherwise, she wouldn't be like, let's...
Just do this. Hit her back and say, no idea where you live, but if you're a local, would you like to meet face-to-face this weekend?
Yeah, don't give your city away just in case this is a creep.
Because, I'm keeping it very vague.
My zip code is 32.
Okay, so no idea where you live, but if you are local, I'm free this weekend.
That's great.
Would you like to meet face to face?
Actually, maybe they should meet butt to butt.
What?
Are you trying to make the human centipede?
I don't know. I just think the whole face to face thing is funny. Like, how else are you going to meet? Like, arm to arm?
Would you
like hand to hand?
Abby doesn't like that phrase, so just say in person.
Forehead to forehead.
Forehead to forehead. Cheek to cheek.
Mouth to mouth.
Tat tat tat.
Should I just send it?
Yeah.
No idea where you live, but if you were local to me, I'm free this weekend. Would you like to meet face-to-face?
Well, Abby doesn't like face-to-face, so put in person, and then you can hit send. Boob to boob. Toe-to-toe.
Toe-to-toe. Oh! You want to go toe-to-toe this weekend, stepsis?
Half-sis.
Half-sis? Sorry. Yeah, that's different movie.
Yeah. I mean, here, I'm just want to let you know right now that the competition for the will starts this weekend.
Oh, well, you do have 29 years on her.
You got to be reluctant. A little reluctant, a little bit strategic here.
Yeah, but she's the first. She's the eldest.
But her dad abandoned her.
True.
Yeah,
I wouldn't bring that up the moment you meet her. So do you have any idea why my dad abandoned you?
Yeah, you can't be all that. My dad bailed her.
And I wonder why she'd want to meet with her instead of him first, the father.
That is telling.
Yeah. Is it telling? What does it say?
No, because I had a friend in a similar situation, and the dad was more hesitant, so she ended up meeting with the siblings before she even met with the dad.
Oh, it just seems like it'd be easier?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like easing your way in.
Okay. And dad's been in contact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she texts it back.
And says,
I absolutely would. I'm not far, but would travel any distance. Yes, I can be there Saturday.
Okay.
Wow. It is.
All right.
She's committed.
Okay, this is great.
Yeah.
Okay, so
this is exciting. I mean, I know it's nerve-wracking. I know it's a lot. I'm sure it's extremely overwhelming. But Cynthia, you're going to meet your half-sister this weekend.
I know. I really can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah. Meet in a public place, though, in case she needs a kidney or something and this is an elaborate sting setup.
It's 2024, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never know.
All right, Cynthia, you can take it from here, but we would love to check in with you on Monday and find out how it went, okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Glad we could help, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Enjoy the breadsticks.
The Burt Show.
Cheaters, you're leaving a digital footprint everywhere.
Everywhere!
It's not like it was back in the day in the Mad Men years of the 50s, where you could tell her that you were just going for a long lunch with everybody at work, and then you could be doing whatever you're doing all over the city. Nowadays, forget it, man. You're leaving a digital footprint everywhere. And I'm bringing this up because I just read about the sneakiest way to catch your man, a woman that I would have never, ever thought, right? So I'm reading this article, and it specifically is focused on the digital ways that people are getting caught now. If you've got something here that is out of the ordinary, hit us up at 1-855-BIRCHO. Three of these didn't shock me. The last one was the really surprising one that I would have never seen coming. The first suggestion was ask him for his Netflix password. Okay, it seems like it might be innocent enough, but a lot of people use the same password for everything. So if you get that, there are chances are pretty good that he is using that or she is using that for every other thing also, and you can sneak right in there, and that's the password. An email, it could be anything.
That's a good one. That's a real good one.
All right. Second one was, this one is a little bit more psycho. She said that she used to secretly film her boyfriend every time he opened up his phone. She'd be across the room and she'd be like videoing him or taking a picture. And then when he was done opening his phone, she'd put her phone away and then later just like enlarge it and see what numbers he was hitting.
Zoom in.
Okay.
Genius.
That one takes a lot.
Hey, yep.
If you're doing that, relationships.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, you at the end.
You got no trust, all right? Check his Apple Watch because he might be deleting messages from his phone. But if he doesn't go, or she, I should say, doesn't go on the watch and delete them there also, those are two separate things. You just can't delete them. Yeah, it's two completely different things, right?
Yeah, I've had a couple people on my podcast catch their cheating boyfriends this way.
Your computer, too. Your computer stores messages that you have to also delete individually.
That's how my friend caught her husband because his iMessage was hooked up to his iPad. And she was sitting there on the iPad while she was pregnant. And messages were popping up.
While she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
All right. I'll get to the last one in just one second. The one that truly shocked me. Katie, good morning. How did this digital world help you catch your cheating man?
Good morning. It's your P1 from Buffalo.
Thank you.
So my ex-wife and I now, we were having a little bit of trouble, asked me to go away with my best friend, just girls' weekend. We have Ring cameras, four of them around our house. When you get a notification that there's motion, it goes to your phone.
Sure.
So my ex went live on the one Ring camera, so that way I wouldn't get the notification. I got the notification on the other one. Watch them bring a mistress directly to the house live.
Oh, no. So, crushing.
Katie, as you're watching this through your Ring app, do you immediately contact her and bust her in the moment, or do you just hold on to that, like save that video and bust her later?
Oh, no. I immediately called her.
Yeah.
I don't know how these women are able to, like, say grace and not say anything, do the research. Oh, not me.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. Women have this gear that dudes don't have, though, so it was a really valid question that women can hold on to this, right?
Yep.
Dude finds out, he punches a wall immediately. Women can put that thing away. And Sharita, good morning. You are on The Burt Show. How did this digital world help you catch him or her?
Good morning. So when you are using GPS, like Google Maps, or you log into your device and you have Gmail, it literally tracks everywhere that phone goes, and it sends you a timeline report. So I was able to see everywhere that phone had traveled over a lifetime. It literally goes as far back as you've had Gmail.
This is a really good one here. So explain this one again for those that want to use it one more time.
So if you go into Google Timeline, and if anyone has used, Google Maps or Gmail, it literally shows you a timeline of everywhere that phone has gone in the past in the past week, month, year. So I was able to see, like, oh, cute, you took a trip to New York. Nice.
Yeah, the numbers don't lie. Digitally, it doesn't lie. Okay, here's the one that I never saw coming, all right? If he or she has Apple TV, check to see if he or she ticked the box that allows full access to his phone's iPhone's album to find screenshots.
I have Apple TV. I did not know that was a thing.
Let me read that again.
He's over here taking notes. Like, what'd you say?
I need to log in real quick. Hold on.
So if they have Apple TV, check to see if he or she ticked the box that allows full access to his iPhone album to find screenshots. You will see it all right there. So, nobody does that.
So no. Literally, you could sit on your couch, pull up the smart TV, pull up his album and go through his pictures and see if there's anything incriminating. Yep. Right there from the comforts of your own home, yes, on your couch, looking at, like, on a big screen TV.
What happened to a good old-fashioned stakeout? You know, binoculars, right? Get your bestie, a trench coat. We used to be a proper country.
Ariel, good morning. How did this new digital world help you?
So my ex-husband and I got into an accident, and for our insurance purposes, I got him a dash cam. I told him it was just videos, not audio, just video. And he was like, cool. And I lied because I had a feeling he was cheating on me. And I was so right because he was having sex in the car with another woman.
Okay. All right.
So you had to listen to that.
I listened to it because, like, he even told her, like, she can't hear us. It's just a video.
Wow.
So you couldn't see it because the dash cam's pointed out towards the street, but you could hear.
It was moving. It was a shaking.
Oh, no.
Yeah. If the cars are rocking, don't come a knocking.
Right. Were you like, he's not working that hard for me? When you presented him with that, did he deny it? How did that work?
Oh, he gaslighted me so bad. Yeah. He was like, I just can't believe there's no trust. Why would you go through my why were you spying on me? Good reason I was spying on you.
Right. All right. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, too easy now. It's too easy to get caught.
The Burt Show.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
You women, you're fascinating creatures. You're fascinating creatures.
We like to look good, feel good.
So we're in studio, and I noticed when I walked in here this morning that Abby looks especially tan this morning. So I asked her while we were in break, are you going somewhere this weekend? And she said, no. And I said, are you going somewhere next week? And she said, no. Why? And I said, well, I noticed you got a beautiful spray tan. And she said,
I'm going out to dinner with Kristen tonight. And then I'm going to go to a bar and hopefully entrap a man into talking to me for 5 to 10 minutes.
So she can rubber spray tan all over him.
So if you were only going out to dinner with Kristen tonight, is that a spray tan event or is it more applicable to afterwards when you're going out to bars?
It kind of depends because the first time we went out to dinner, I did not get a spray tan because it was a weeknight and I was going straight home and then back into the office the next day. But then last time I got a spray tan and we did go to the bars afterwards. So I really do feel like it's more of a bars thing.
It is. Okay.
Or sometimes it's a dress up thing and I plan to look cute tonight and really like put some effort into an outfit and the spray tan completes it.
100%. Because there is something about like a healthy glow, even when you've gotten it artificially, that just makes you feel better about yourself. And depending on what I wear, if my legs will be showing, I'll be wearing my leg makeup.
Okay, so this is where I was going to go next. Because I was wondering where I was going to fit this in on the show.
Yeah, I'm giving you the opportunity. I'm literally serving it up to you on a platter.
Now it's double layered here. Okay, we're super sizing. So we're in San Diego, and Kristen, I don't even know how it came up, but told me that you had put like leg makeup on. I had never heard this before in my life,
me
and
either.
I was wondering if this was just a Kristen thing, and you assured me it is not.
So I don't think it's as mainstream as, but it is very, it is known body makeup. I think it's more of like a, it's ridiculous, but I don't care because I like the way it makes my legs look. So I have learned about body makeup and especially makeup for your legs, courtesy of certain celebrities that I follow. Recently, Chrissy Teigen posted a video of her in the tub and the water was just rank. Like it was foamy and filthy and dirty. And it's because she was washing off her body makeup, okay?
Fascinating.
And I, you know, my legs, because I have a toddler that like crawls all over me, I bruise really easily and they're starting to get like some little varicose veins and things of that nature. And they're just not as pristine as they used to be. So I purchased some body makeup from Amazon specifically for your legs. And I apply it onto my legs if I'm wearing shorts or, you know, a shorter dress.
So as you answered my question, it's different than the makeup you would put on your face.
Absolutely.
It's actually made for your legs.
Correct. Oh. This is specifically leg makeup.
I thought she was putting like foundation on your legs.
No, I could. That's super expensive.
So expensive.
I would not dare, you know, use my Fenty, you know.
Okay, got it.
That's a $100 night out.
Yes. So it's just a bottle and I have a specialty brush and you put it on the brush and you just brush it on your legs and it takes a little bit because you want to make sure it's even because you don't want to have like splotches. But yeah, man, it smooths the tone and it gets rid of like just different like blemishes and things of that nature.
No idea.
It's fascinating.
Now, are there different makeups for different body parts, like some for legs, some for, are we talking about a bronzer here or are we talking makeup?
It is not a bronzer. It is body makeup. So I use the one I got that's only $11 off of Amazon. I use the Sally Hansen airbrush legs.
That stuff is good.
What a pain in the ass to be a woman.
Man,
and there's different tones. So, I mean, there's different shades for depending if you've had a spray tan or not, or, you know, what your coloring is.
You have to have your summer foundation and your not summer foundation.
Fact.
Because we're two different shades depending on the day.
100.
Yesterday, I was a nice icy winter. Today, I'm Aruba.
And this Sally Hansen leg makeup, like you can look, and it's waterproof. So like,
you can sweat.
Yes, you can sweat. You can get in water. You literally have to take soap and scrub it off your legs. And then when you do, it's just like a sea of brown that goes down into the shower.
It's so bad.
And swirls down.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
This is such a bait and switch for guys. I mean, we don't know what we're signing up for.
You don't pay attention. This is not for you. You have no idea.
No, but if you were single and you were going out and you have your body makeup on and you get your push-up bra on and you got your Spanx on and stuff like that, well, then when we get you home, it's just like bait and switch.
No, think
it's
about
it.
It's
not even what we bought at the store.
It's a two-for-one deal. You get two women in one. One day I look like this, one day I look like something else.
All right, so the email comes in. I don't even know how this can be debatable, to be honest with you. A friend breaks into his girlfriend's house, but he says for good reason, the girlfriend, not happy about it, breaks up with them. Who's right? Who's wrong? Abby's got the email.
Dear Bert Show, I love listening to you guys and respect your opinions so much. My best friend is going through a breakup and we want your honest opinions about whether or not you think what he did is a deal breaker. My friend, we'll call him Louie, and his girlfriend of 1 year and 3 months just broke up over something that was meant to be of the best intentions. Louie and Gracie were in a very committed relationship, talking about marriage and spending their lives together. They had amazing chemistry and seemed so in love, Kristen.
Oh, amazing.
One day, they had plans for Louie to go over to Gracie's house to sleep over, a very common thing for them. Okay, brag a little more. They both had separate evening events and planned to meet up at her house afterwards.
Get your shack bag.
Around 9 p.m., Louie was texting Gracie to let her know he was heading over. She didn't respond to the text, so he called her and still no answer. This is highly unusual behavior for Gracie to not answer a phone call or text, especially when she was already home. Louie got super worried and wanted to go check on her. Months prior, Gracie had given Louie the code to her house. He had just never used it, but there had never been a discussion of when he should or shouldn't. She just told him what it was, but there was never any reason for him to use it. So on this particular night, he decided to use the code she gave him to go in and make sure she's okay. She was in bed, asleep, and was startled by his presence. She got extremely upset, and after a few words back and forth, she asked him to leave. She tried to get past it, but she couldn't, and broke off a 15-month serious relationship. She feels he crossed a boundary, but he feels he was protecting her and had nothing but good intentions. Louie is the kindest person and would never do anything to hurt or scare her. Please give me your thoughts on this so I can help him move on. Thank you, guys.
So the intention was good, right?
It was. It was intent versus impact. And I get, as a woman and you're in an apartment alone or whatever and you wake up and there's a man standing over you, you don't know who it is. That's Jesus. A little bit of a traumatic experience.
That's jarring, so for sure, yeah.
Let's acknowledge that. And I think if they really know each other, like if he's a chronic worrier, like if he is a catastrophizer like Abby, mm-hmm. if you know this about your person and... they are texting you and hitting you up and you don't respond, they're immediately going to go to worst case scenario land. And then you can understand why they would come over and check on you, because they are legitimately fearful something bad has happened to you, especially if you not responding is completely out of the norm. I think in this instance, he made a mistake by going into the house, mm-hmm. but it wasn't of malicious intent.
Right.
So now you two establish boundaries as far as when it's okay, when it's not okay, et cetera. And then you forgive and you move on. If this was something he was doing all the time, well, then, yeah, that's a different issue. But I feel like there's something else going on with her that she kind of jumped the gun on breaking up with him.
She feels like this is such a terrible offense and such a bad interpretation of character that he made such a bad decision that she can't trust him again. I don't feel that way. I think this is a talk. Like, you scared the S out of me.
Yeah.
Please don't ever do that again. Ever, 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 ever. And then you move on from it. And that's why I think Kristen's right. Something else going on here.
If there's one thing I know about women in breakups is that it always feels like there's one thing that all of a sudden makes her snap and break up with the guy or the girl or whoever she's dating. But what I know about women is they typically break up with you over a period of time. And then there's just one thing that's kind of the final nail in the coffin. Mm-hmm. So I think, Kristen, you brought up a really good point, is that if this guy is a chronic worrier and he has really high anxiety and that makes him hard to be around, this to me would be the final straw, because I can't think of any woman who would look at this situation through a vacuum and just see like, wow, he was so worried about my safety that he came in just to make sure I was okay. And even though I was really startled, like, that's actually, I would rather you be worried about me than not worried about me. I think the only logical explanation mm-hmm, is mm-hmm. that this guy has a pattern of showing that he's an overreactor. And this final really jarring time was the thing that really did it for her. So, yes, I think when we just look at the scenario through the eyes of he was just worried about her. Yeah, I don't think you should have broken up. But if he has a history, a character resume of doing stuff like this, I don't blame her.
Yeah, there's something else going on here, because if you're in a 15-month relationship, you're already exchanging the L word, right? You're looking at a future together. You are in love with this person. So this one thing wouldn't break a relationship that is that tightly bonded. We're not hearing something.
You're just... And I agree with you, Abby. This may be indicative of something that's been going on for a period of time, and this was just the straw that broke the camel's back.
All I'm hearing is that there's a guy with my exact thought processes out there singling on the mend. If you need a shoulder to cry on, Louie, you can break into my house anytime.
Hey, Burt Show listener Jackie, if you could forward your friend Louie's information to Abby at Abby@TheBurtShow, she'd really appreciate it.
My security code is 999.
The Burt Show.
My Dark Side series continues. Today we have the Dark Side of Car Valets. I went digging on the internet, courtesy of Thrillist and Reddit. I had came up with stories from car valets, some of the grossest, craziest, scariest stories they wanted to share.
Okay.
And they were plentiful. All right, first, from a car valet. Someone gave away a car. Luckily, we caught it early on. It was a rental, and we have Hertz on site. So we got them the same rental car to use until theirs came back, covered the whole rental cost, comped their parking. I thought that helped soften the blow when they came out to get their car. Unfortunately, they had one personal item in the original rental. It was their mother's ashes.
Oh, no.
They were trying to meet up with extended family to spread them. When I broke the news that unfortunately we gave your car to another guest, but luckily we're able to find you a new one until it returns and have paid for your rental and parking fees. And the guest said, my bleeping mom is in that trunk. And me, come again.
Right.
So, yeah, her ashes were in the trunk of the car they gave away to somebody else that drove off.
I've done that. I have my dad's ashes back there. Could have happened.
It could have happened.
Need a tracking device on these ashes nowadays.
Get an air tag.
Next valet. Some dude came in the hotel with pants all wet, brushed it off thinking it was water. He handed me the keys and went about checking in. Upon opening the door of the car, the seat was soaked in urine.
No. No.
I did not move the car as I did not want to get soaked in pee. Eventually confronted this dirtball and told him he can't valet with us.
Wow.
Next, not the worst thing, but recently I grabbed the interior door handle of a car and felt a weird poking sensation all over my fingers. Looked in the handle and saw it was full of fingernail clippings.
No.
Wait, what? Oh my
God. So the valet.
Oh, inside.
Inside the car. The valet sits down the car, pulls the door shut, feels all these like prickly things on his finger, looks in. Just, the person had clipped their fingernails in that little cubby right there at the door handle.
Or were chewing them.
Or chewed them and spit them in there.
Yuck.
Disgusting. All right, this one. I got into this one guy's car. In his rear view, I see a little movement. So I kind of flip out. Turns out there's some guy sleeping in there. He woke up and goes, OS, and just goes into the restaurant. His friend forgot he was in there. I always check the back seat now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's scary.
There was several ones that I didn't pull that involved people leaving personal items out. Like a lot of valets have seen drugs, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And there has been like a mistakes of like giving the person the wrong car or whatever at times. This one was a unique one. One girl pulled up with her dog in the car, cracked the window. It was temperate enough where this was not a big deal. But then she asked me if I would mind walking the dog once or twice while she went on her date. Are you kidding?
For an extra fee, why not?
Yeah.
He goes, I did mind, but I did it because I love dogs.
I hope she tipped really well.
Uh-huh. The next one. I worked for a valet for 2 years, and the weirdest thing that ever happened was when my two coworkers and I watched a car get stolen and did absolutely nothing about it. So we had a small lot next to the restaurant that we share with the employees that we could watch from our stand. There are usually some cars parked there before we arrive, before dinner. And that day, there was a gold Subaru Legacy, among others. Anyway, this guy comes up and through a thick accent asks, do you know where my car is? At first, not understanding the question, we confusedly tell the guy that we just set up and haven't parked any cars yet. So he walks off and we get back to throwing stuff at each other because valets are idiots. About 2 minutes later, we see the same guy come back. We watch him stroll right into the lock, unlock the Subaru with the fob, get in, start up, drive away. We figured the dude just must have forgot where he parked. 30 minutes later, a young man, I later learned to be the owner's son, comes up to us and asks where his gold Subaru Legacy is.
No.
And we're like, somebody drove that right out of that lot. After reassuring him that there were no other gold Subaru Legacies in our lot and a quick check of the restaurant's cameras, we realize the guy had lifted the keys from his coat pocket, searched around for the car, and then once he found it, proceeded to drive all the way to Denver.
What?
Oh, my gosh. The car was recovered without damage. Next time he came back, he let us keep track of his keys.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, take it over state line. Take it for a long-ass drive.
He made it worth it.
All right, here's, I always say the best for last. Was parking cars for a clock and watches event. My coworker and I greet the guest and help him with luggage and things. He goes to get into the car, and it smells of fecal matter.
Uh-uh.
Look down in the driver's seat. There's something peculiar. Peculiar. That's a hard word for me. Sorry. He swipes his finger through it.
Nope. Why would you do that?
And smells it.
Okay.
Eyes wide, he yells, "It's S-word." The owner's colostomy bag had leaked all over the front driver's seat. He still parked the car after.
The Bird Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.